Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang. It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I'll be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, what is then?
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum is DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. It's time for Big Facts, and we're welcoming today a brother that's making a lot of noise in the streets. Let's give it up for 21. Welcome, my brother. How you doing? You good? Everything good?
Feeling good.
It's always a good feeling when you work hard on a project and you get it out there, because you've been hearing this music for probably about 2 years now, a year or two. Yeah. How long you working on this project?
Nah, I've been working on it for 2 years.
Not two years?
Like about 7 months.
About seven months.
But I did have bubble gut though, for sure.
Yeah.
No, just one song that shit with me and Savage on. That the only one older. That one probably like a year old type. But everything is like 6 months, 5 months.
So when, talk to us a little bit, like when it was about to drop, an hour before it was about to drop, how you felt, and then like a day later when you got all the feedback.
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum?
Yeah, because it was on shit like, you know, you're going to be your biggest critic to a point you're going to get stuck in your head just trying to answer so much questions. Like, I don't want to let nobody down. I want to go hard. I want to just, I don't know, I just want to be just, I want this shit to be perfect. Mm. But everything, I always want to be perfect. But it was perfect. Mm. But I just, for sure, I had a bubble gut. Mm.
So you're feeling the love now. Now that it's out and everybody telling you we're rocking with this song, that song, is it motivating you to hurry up and work on the next one, or how you feel?
After the fifth day, I was on some, let rock. Let go to, let do something.
Right,
I just want to keep going, type shit.
Yeah. Keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
So so this is, here's my question. On your last project, Larry, the title of the project, along with the names of all of the songs, were all people that like really meant a lot to you and that were really like close and personal to your heart. So just kind of stepping away from the new project for a second and going back to that, what made you name the project Larry for those people that don't understand who Larry was and the rest of the names that were the songs for the project? Like, kind of just break that down and explain what each person meant to you. And what was the significance of that project?
Larry, I named it Larry because, goddamn, if it weren't for Larry, goddamn, I wouldn't be 21.
Right.
Larry, really, you know what I'm saying? Was that stamp to me. I wouldn't be doing this shit if it weren't for me getting to know him. I wouldn't even be 21. I wouldn't, none of this shit was going on if it weren't for Larry.
Yeah.
Plus, he wasn't them niggas who, like, kept them young niggas together, like, as me and
young
niggas when I ate. He just meant a lot to a nigga, though, out of everything. One for Larry, I wouldn't be 21, but all the other names that I named, like, the track list, they was attached to Larry. And then them folk picked their own song. Like, I went in the studio, I let them pick their own song.
Like Johnny, Tay Man, Rock, Muffin, you know what I'm saying? All those.
Yeah, I let all of them pick their own song.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's
hard.
Coming out streaking to the rap shit.
Cause it'd be like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Like, this shit just 1 foot in, 1 foot out type shit. Like, if you're gonna stick to music, stick to music. If you're gonna just let that street shit go, let that street shit go. Type shit, like.
You saying that's the hard part to overcome, like?
Yeah, because the streets, like the streets of brain, like, pull you back in on some, just some humble shit. And it's easy to get caught on to that shit.
Fact. What you do to avoid that shit, though?
Surround myself with the right crowd, the right partners, like, make sure they think more ahead of me and keep me away from certain shit like that. Like that, like, make sure I got the right guys around me.
You just put up in McLaren.
Hey, yeah. Yeah.
How niggas taking that though? Like in your circle, like people around, like you start to see a little envy and shit that come with this shit, like glow with the glow up.
Nah, because I'm already I be on some, I don't know, I be on some laid back shit. So if a nigga is, I wouldn't see it anyway. But all the niggas around me kind of like, damn nigga, first young nigga on Glenwood with a McLaren. You hard. You hard. Yeah. Yeah. Ain't nobody did this. Mm. Shit, nigga. You hard for that. But other than that, I be quiet, just tripping on some quiet shit. I wouldn't even know if I pulled up and not. Cause I went, if we go to a club, nigga, I probably duck off with the car or some shit. I wouldn't pull up in front of the club. I don't know how to pop my shit. So. I wouldn't know if a nigga hate on me or not. I don't know how to pop.
Wait,
I'm gonna get you hurt. I don't want to see if a nigga hate on me. Fuck that. Yeah, they motherfucker down there with them trucks. Fuck that.
Oh, you don't even want to see it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see it.
Do you think like a lot of people, they waiting for that moment when they're in the streets where it's comfortable to transition into music. You think if somebody really trying to do the music shit, they should just stop cold turkey, like get out the streets and focus on the music, even if it ain't paying their bills?
No, because if it ain't paying your bills, you're like, because you're like, damn, nigga, what you?
But it might get you caught on moto.
True, but but rapping ain't for everybody.
Mm.
It ain't for everybody. I don't know, bro. Just, you got maturity in the street, bro. Just don't be doing that dumb, bro. Just do something. Bro, you can be a DJ, you can be a cameraman, you can be anything.
Yeah.
You got the street.
Right. Just to make you some type of money while you transition into whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah. Nah, rapping ain't for everybody.
And that's another thing we always talk about, though, like, rapping ain't for everybody. Like, I'm still trying to figure out, how does somebody know when rapping is not for you?
How do you know?
Because banks say follow your dreams. I do, too. We say follow your dreams.
But when do you know, like, okay, this shit ain't... Because you got to look, because I always use this nigga as an example. The nigga with the throw some D's on that bitch. He had that song, like, 6 years before it went anywhere. And now it's on every VH1 special.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He has more songs?
Shit, he might not need no more. You know, sometimes one song will pay you for life.
Yeah, you know. That ain't a rap, that's a man with a song.
Yeah.
He had a few songs. Rich Boy had a little
rap. Oh, that Rich Boy?
Rich Boy, yeah.
Rich Boy, my boy.
Yeah, Rich Boy had a run now.
Rich Boy.
Yeah, Rich Boy had a
run.
Yeah, Rich Boy had a run.
That was a bad
example.
He
just stopped on his own.
Rich Boy got that paper, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Every VH1 special, throw some D's on that bitch.
At least practice and just see, you finna make me funny, Jay, man. Cause I ain't want no rap battle. I don't know how to just go straight ahead and know how to rap like.
But when you start rapping, practicing. Everybody will start telling you like that shit hard, bro.
Yeah,
ain't nobody telling you that shit hard, never, bro. Shit ain't hard.
But then don't some of them, ain't nobody told them that shit hard, niggas slip up and make a record and get money?
Shit, though. You know,
right. Them be the ones that, bro, I just said this shit the other day.
Right about that.
I said, bro, there's some niggas I know just don't know how to rap and they try it out just to be on some having fun shit and they make a hard ass song.
Especially these days with TikTok and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know when say when.
When?
When that shit ain't doing nothing forever. Like, bro, that shit... You've been doing this shit 16 years, bro. Got 47 mixtapes.
What if year 17 was the year, though? Like you said that. What if year 17 is the year?
Who waiting that long?
A lot of
people. Everybody gonna be ugly, bitch. Yeah. Everybody gonna say fuck you.
Nah, nigga need to practice to get better. Just keep,
stick
keep,
to your dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick to your dream.
Yeah.
Me, I don't like the dream that long, man. That motherfucker, I'm gonna wake on. I'm gonna go on the wake on.
What made you stop? Man, you had a voice for that shit. That
it
shit
wasn't
hard.
For me, though, bro.
That shit was hard.
It wasn't for me. I don't know.
You saying this, but what about
in front
the fans?
Of the crowd. Like, going out there performing, that shit give me anxiety.
What? Not Mr. Who told me, hey, man, Harold, rock out, Harold. Not the Mr. Man, I'm going to go take your
because
ass
because you rapping.
You rapping.
That's why I quit.
Man, no.
You just asked me why I quit. I told you my anxiety used to go up.
No, not like before every show, he used to like... He used to go through it, like, he gets real bad, and it, like, he throws up, like, all kind of shit, like.
I don't know. Back then, I don't know. But, like, we do Big Fat Live and shit, and the crowd, I be good, you know what I'm saying? Because I guess I'm in my element.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That wasn't never my element, bro. I looked up and made a song, and this shit caught.
You made a few songs. You
made
a few songs.
Yeah,
you made a few songs.
But I'm just saying, the one that caught.
You just didn't love that shit.
Yeah.
That's what it comes
down to.
I
just
like this.
Yeah.
I chill. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable. And I ain't got a guess. Like, I ain't got a... Then they booking me. They booking me with goddamn all that shit. That
but they ain't paying the money, though, because that's what they wanted to see. Like,
I don't book me with... I ain't going to call them folk name out, but this ain't that. I'm kicking, pimping.
It's a concert, though. They got to have something for everybody.
Oh, I'm talking about
who's
Jay booking me.
I don't know.
Oh,
shit. The
pens. Yeah, up them
dirt.
Pens and
the
15. Up them dirt roads. Yeah. That's what paying. That's what paying back then.
Man, I'm too nervous.
So what's the difference with you? What's how you felt with the concert shit or the clubs? How you felt? It's still the same?
It's just so much shit that happens in clubs and the towns. My anxiety was just... It wasn't never for me. I looked up and did the rap shit. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't never feel it. This was shit. Screen asked me, you want to do this shit when I was all thinking about it, but then this shit just fit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't trying. I ain't write down a question. I just got this right here because our name on the back of it. I ain't got no questions or shit. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? It's just regular. I ain't got to do shit. It's just regular shit. Yeah. The rap shit, you ain't gotta goddamn make sure you close. Nigga, I had this same shit on. You can't see my legs. Real shit.
I feel the same way when I perform too. I don't know. I like venue. Mm-hmm. When the club, because the type of crowd that niggas attract.
Somebody want to try that, bro.
Yeah, because then you attract them.
Yes, bro. Yeah, that shit make you nervous. Like, is this the night I'm gonna have to show these niggas what I am?
Right.
That's what every night you gotta think.
And you shouldn't even be thinking like that, because some niggas be just fanning out. But they got
that little hole in the wall, though.
Yeah.
Before book your ass in backyard Mississippi, these niggas can't wait to reach out a chain. They don't care about dying about your shit. Then you in a whole situation like that. Like they said, bro, the rap shit is the most dangerous job you can get.
Yeah. It is. Cause niggas hate you just off of your lyrics.
I don't see that nigga about that shit you talking about.
Yeah.
Hoe ass nigga.
I don't even know why I like that nigga.
Yeah, why is it like that?
Niggas.
Why is it like that, man?
That shit be niggas be fucked up, but that's the what you call it? Oxymoron, what is it when
it's... niggas will pay that money to come see you, they want to try you. Like, that shit don't even make sense.
Nah, like, these niggas will say, goddamn, man, nigga ain't even living like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you living like that, you stupid. Why he just ain't going to do the rap?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can't win in this shit.
Catch 22s.
You can't win in this shit. Like, if a nigga snatch your chain, you blow his motherfucking brains out in front of everybody. He stupid, he could've let that nigga kill that chain. But nigga snatch your chain, get away with it. He'll home, he let the nigga snatch your chain.
Like,
how you win in this shit?
So, stay out of the way.
Stay out of the way.
But
when
them folk
booked
you, you gotta go
I
do
know,
that
but
show.
I just moved the right way. Cause it's a story, right? Went somewhere, got down, and went to country town, right? They around town, everybody thought we were blood. And blood swung around us. And by that last song, you know, Red Hot come on, boom. Man, I seen so many niggas circle around there. But to tap me, go get the stick. Oh, I gotta get the stick. They see me come back in the club with the stick. They still gangsta. I ain't gonna call them like they like some hoes or something, but they still gangsta. They still on some gangsta shit, but he cut the, like, Sav cut the music. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? Ooh. Man, all the niggas like, man, bro, we love you. But in our head, like, nigga.
Yeah. Like y'all set trip. Yeah.
I'm gonna try that.
Mm. Yeah.
And we still on some young nigga shit back then. Like,
yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, Buddy would have told me to that club. I would tell that club on some crab damage yet. Come on, boy.
Nah, but the thing about it, like, you can't determine what's love and what's hate.
Thin line.
Yeah.
It's a real thin line. No, it's a real thin line.
You can't determine, like, a nigga walking up. Nigga, aggressive ass nigga, rap your shit. Yeah. Boy, you look like you want to do something.
Yeah.
But nah, I'm fucking with you, bro. Like, you can't really determine it.
Yeah.
Damn. So, message to them niggas in that country town. Make yourself be known from the beginning.
Anytime. Anytime, yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. Because I hate our club scene, we like, got fucked up like that. And I'm a young nigga.
I was just about to say that.
I have seen niggas be in the club. Shit, I'm calling my partner do this shit too.
Just, shit.
Man, what? I hate that shit because it's like, damn, bro. Why the hell we only got, like, not even just, I don't want to screw my crew.
Yeah.
A lot of crew I done seen do this. Like, they'll wait till they songs come on. That when they get, like, damn, nigga, they just played Jay-Z or Diddy or anybody else. Why the hell I ain't vibing to them niggas shit? Just party, bro.
Have a good time.
Bro.
Relax.
Man,
some
niggas
coming to start shit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, most niggas.
Bro, them niggas over there trying us. And them folks all the way over there. How the fuck? How you finding niggas this trying us, bro? We're not looking for no problem. You ain't even looking for problem. Like, who looking hard?
Right.
Oh, bro, we ain't confident.
Let me look hard back.
Look at
that. They gotta grow out. They gotta grow out that shit, though.
Fast.
Yeah.
They gotta grow out that.
But what clubs is hood clubs now, though?
Any
club.
Club
sections and shit now.
Man, any club. They do this shit in screw clubs now.
Atlanta, like, on the outskirts and, like, out of town and shit, they still got.
But when you going, I can give you that though. When you go in the club, you vibe.
Yeah.
You vibe.
Yeah.
To every song.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
To every song.
You used to have hood clubs with, like we always say, where you can just vibe though, like a Coco Loco or a Nightlight or something.
I want to know why.
You can vibe, man. It's impossible to have a room.
That shit was great. When you were going on, that shit was great.
You must have been on.
No, don't do that.
I mean, no, I don't mean it like that, but I'm saying, like, I ain't never been there and it was vibe.
Not vibe, like, it's vibe. It's still what it is, but I'm saying it's like everybody, if a nigga got his shit, they got their shit. Ain't nobody coming to the random person fucking with you. It used to be like that. It used to be like that at Crucial too.
Neighborhood shit. Like, you not coming in there.
Where you in Crucial? It used to be like that.
We can go to Crucial 07, old man, shop shit, boys and all shit, that shit.
I always been on the bullshit.
I used to be chilling at
Crucial.
When the shop boys was out and all that shit was coming out, Pool Palace and Crucial, you could go kick it. Niggas that had that shit, it'll be shit going on, but I ain't part of the shit. I'm there. Every week.
Nah, because you were the DJ. That shit, you
know. I wasn't even a DJ. I used to just be there in the corner.
Drinking. You miss that cruise shit?
I miss all that old Atlanta shit. Where you can just go kick it. At least I was kicking it. You're right. Maybe there's shit going on.
You just didn't know or you weren't.
I know. I saw it. It just ain't got nothing to do with me.
Waiting to get outside shooting the laws.
Right. The old Atlanta.
Yeah, the old Atlanta.
Yeah.
What next we do, bro? You
like yeah, take care of my little girls and my little boy. Other than that, man, I'm just going with the flow, man. Cause it's like, it's no ceiling with me. So I went, cause you know how people used to be like in elementary school when you were young and shit, like, what you want to be? It really ain't no ceiling with me. Like, I just want to go up. You got to have something planned out, but it's like, yo, just go with the plan, whatever coming, you know what I'm saying, come to me.
Yeah.
So have you ever thought about possibly acting? Because your fucking theatrics and your rollout for After the Curse is crazy.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, you, and I got that.
In every piece of content that you put out before the album, you crush that shit. I swear.
That was my feedback. I more got that than I got, like, that shit hard too. But before that, it was like, damn, bro, you.
It's like you're that
shit. Like, your video hard as hell. Yeah. It made me want to see that shit.
Yeah.
That was my feedback. That's what I was looking for. I wanted to plan on keep doing that too, though. I looking to act that shit, but.
Bro.
That shit ain't easy though. I don't know how that.
But I'm saying, what have you ever done that's been easy?
The rap shit.
She got a relationship with that girl.
Man.
What?
Nah, hell, let that shit go.
I thought you were gonna say with one.
Nigga, I ain't had him in a relationship.
I'm not. Yeah, why? What happened, bro?
You just keep
big facts.
It's toxic. I not like certain toxic shit, but it's like, man, it's so much you can, how far you going, like. All right, like you scratching cars. That shit cool, I can pay for shit like that, like breaking TVs, bleach clothes. That shit cool. Calling the police.
Oh, no.
Nah.
That's it?
Hell, nah.
They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat, big fat, big fat.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What kind of game you be getting from Savage, like in the rap shit? Like, what kind of game you be giving you to keep you going?
A lot. It was some shit that I literally, we just talked about in the studio probably like 3 or 4 days ago. And it be shit like, certain shit you might not want to do, but you got to do it anyway type shit. Like, he broke that during the drop shit. Like, he broke it down for me. Like,
he's the hater.
He was saying like shit. Yeah, he's like, the hater. Every nigga hate that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was saying like nigga, in the long run, them same niggas you wanna drop for, you free spin on the radio. It just build kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, in the long run, nigga, like that shit gonna help you. Like yeah. And I had to look at it like, man. Cause I was going, I was like, man, hell, I got a goddamn. They fuck with me. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that little movie in my head. They fuck me. I ain't gotta do no drop. They just gonna fuck with me. And he looking at it like, nigga, you really on some. You on some rap nigga shit, bruh. You act like a rapper. You act like a little girl. You tripping. Yeah. Hell nah, man. You don't supposed to look at it like that. It's a business. And that one of the latest things you told me.
Because they're doing that drop, like, just as a DJ, that showed them that you fuck with them. You took your time out to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
They never, like, personalized this shit. Like, man. When I play your show, I want to play it with the energy of them. Man.
Right. Right. I understand it, though. I understand it now, though. Like, shit. You had to break it down to me, though.
What's your favorite news?
I can't just name one.
Shit,
10. Right, say, you know, I'm going to say Kid, Metro, 44, Band Play, both of the Buddhas. Buddha Beat and his... Buddha Blessed the beat in his.
I thought Buddha Blessed was
the
only. I
didn't
know.
Nah.
Shout out to both.
I fought both of them. Yeah. Little young nigga, white nigga, he from, I think, LA. I ain't Cutter.
Yeah, Cutter.
You are. Takey. Yeah. Jesse. I don't know what the hell I ain't say Jesse. Jesse, you are. DY.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out
to Wild Crazy, Southside. Or SZA.
Yeah.
A lot of them, yeah. Bro. A lot of them.
If you had to go out to say, pick one to go out to say, we'll win them.
Say Metro.
Yeah. I wasn't even going to say Metro. Metro, goddamn. I say Kid of 44. Because they're home base. They start a game.
When you was coming up, what you listened to the most that probably inspired you to rap and shit? Like, what was on your playlist the most that you listened to riding around as a young gun nigga?
R&B, rap.
Both. Shit.
Cause I'm more like late 80s, early 90s nigga. Mm. You know, I'm like Shirley Brown, Rita Franklin, Anita Baker, Earth, Wind & Fire, okay. Chaka Khan.
Okay.
I need
his playlist.
Yeah, what to me?
Okay.
Listen, all that shit, my mom them, my big mama them folks love that shit.
Yeah.
But rap, Goo-Wop, Allie, for sure, blame Allie and Hot Wop. So few. It be steps, so I slanged it to one of my little brothers. Slanged this shit to Tip and R5. It's steps in this shit. Like, it's a step that you take to you let motherfuckers know you serious. Because you know how most motherfuckers like, man, niggas so that shit looking pretty rapid. Ain't serious. When I took that first step, and then when I seen everybody on, she like, damn, you over there doing, you did 5 videos on your own without a manager? Are you serious? When they said that, when they took me serious, doing all that, then I'm like, go with my way, go and go with it. Yeah. And plus this shit, how the way I rap and the way I flow, and this shit fit me. You feel me? I had the hoes.
How you stay out of rap beef and shit like that, like, instead of going back and forth with niggas on record, how you feel like you gonna be able to avoid that
just not respond. Just don't respond. Just let a nigga ask. Can't kill me with words. I can't die from words.
Yeah.
You said it, bro. Just don't come play with me. Oh, but however you, yeah. Nigga ain't got to say nothing. Cause nigga know where going. Other than that, shit. Just don't say nothing. Nigga can't kill you with your word. Can't die. For real, shit. Won't nigga need to start thinking like that. Like, nigga, I understand some shit moves you like, ah, nigga talking about my dead people. Like, shit. Nigga gonna talk about you when you die. Like, just. Yeah. That shit, just how that shit go.
I ain't gonna drop
it because niggas yelling
at me.
Right, like, just stay out of that shit. Just don't say shit at all. That's the key.
So what's some shit that you like to do, like, in your free time, like, spare time shit?
Go to the, like, arcades and shit with my little girl type shit.
Yeah, shout out to Haley.
Yeah. Like, go do shit with them. Because she... In a minute, shit, if a nigga get bigger and bigger and bigger, it's gonna be like, be times that I'm gonna miss without them.
Yeah,
like, if I do hit the road, if I do, so I'm like, we're gonna get it on off right now.
Win.
Yeah. Win.
It's time to go. It's
a
good go time now.
Yeah. I know it's gonna be some days I know for a fact I'm just gone and I ain't gonna really. Get a chance to kick it with them as much.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm going to get this shit on out of the way.
So what else?
But now, other than that shit.
You like going to the movies?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm moving in. But other than that, just kicking it with my dogs and just, I don't know, just low-key spots and we just chilling or some shit. Yeah. That's the vibe too.
What you like more like? Atlanta life or being on the road and travel? Like when you leave, you get home.
Shit different now. Like back then, like when I was just entourage, hell no, I hated going on the road. I was broke. Nigga was fucked up. Ain't too, but dealing with buddy, you gonna sit in the house playing the game all day.
Yeah. We ain't going that.
We ain't going nowhere, man.
We going where we gotta spend a whole bunch of money.
But now why, man, I go out there now, shit lit. Mm. I'm out there, cars, good cars, that, doing me. Nah, like, yeah, now. I like in the road.
In the road.
But back then, Atlanta.
What's your favorite spot?
The
city.
Houston vibed out. But Houston down there like Atlanta.
It is, that's all I'm about to say.
Female, they hold. Background just like Atlanta.
Yeah.
DC was great. Mm. Detroit for sure.
Detroit is it.
Detroit got man, what name? Detroit goddamn got money. And I went out there, for I think a day show. And a night show. And I took Tip out there with me. We went out there. Nigga, we got booked 4 or 5 more at a time. He ain't got like 5 or 6 some features. Before we went back home.
Yeah.
Nigga, Detroit, nigga just, they need something different. And they passing that money out. Yeah. Oh God, Detroit got down. Lit. And they club shit, they shit bad that too. They shit bad that.
What's a win for you in this shit?
What's a win too?
Yeah, it's a win. Doing the music. These are the things.
Like getting
the
Grammy or some shit?
It could be Grammy, it could be plaques. I like to ask that sometimes. It could be just the fans knowing your shit word for word. It could be the niggas.
Or like a personal goal that you want to accomplish before you check out.
I don't want to G myself.
Yeah. I mean, before you, you know, stop creating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say retire some shit.
Right.
You one of them. But no, I say Grammy. I go to the lane with, just get out. When I do stop doing the rap shit, and I do some shit like what Jay say, like, go do acting or some shit.
Yeah.
That'll be a win to me if I can get that.
Yeah.
So, doing something else?
Yeah.
Maybe be more successful?
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Bring an Austin home with some shit. Nigga ain't brought no Austin to the ghetto. Nigga ain't did that.
Yeah.
Three, six, 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 three, type shit. Like,
what about you, Screen?
Man, I get it. You set me up. Oh, man, respect. I think everything lies behind respect. If everybody would just respect each other, let people do what they do, but everybody respect each other, I think that fixes almost everything.
If I was God for a day, I take that one day to...
No, it's going to change forever. You just say one thing that you would change.
Oh, I would give... I would give everybody a plan or some type of something to where they could create generational wealth and be straight forever.
But now I would say, goddamn, for us not to get old and die, like, just we can live forever. All my partners are still just alive.
I say, I'll make it a way you can't tell lies.
Yeah,
lie, you catch on fire,
nigga. Oh, you on the bullshit. You on the bullshit.
So they got the first line that nigga catch on fire, y'all know this shit real.
Yeah.
The lies, I think lies, bro.
Lies is big. Lies is big.
Fire is combustible.
Yeah, burning up. Like, that's how you die, lying. And H-Dog shit, we live forever, but if you tell a lie, you die.
Right. But okay, going into the Big Facts Bible, what about the people who can't handle the truth? We was talking about that.
The thing about it is, at the end of the day, don't say nothing.
Right.
You got an option to don't say nothing. Just don't tell nobody.
But what if you don't say nothing and make it worse?
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
So tell the truth then. You got to tell the truth. You can't and lie.
Some females can't deal with all that.
But we just talking about that.
Them folks be tripping. We were just talking about that last night too. Oh, God. We were just talking about this in the studio. If you don't say nothing, they just going to... Nah, females, they gonna make it worse.
What?
Hey, for sure. You know what I'm saying? If a female say, well, we been arguing and whatever, I think we need to take a break. You agree? If you don't say nothing, she gonna get on your ass. If you tell the truth, like, hell yeah. She gonna get on your ass.
Because you gotta look at it like, The whole point of the argument is to come to a level of understanding. So if you just say, fuck it, yeah, we need to take a break without saying, yeah, no, we need to try to figure this shit out.
You talking as a woman, as how you? You talking as a woman, like, because how you thinking? Or you just talking as women, period?
You ask me if you say we're
going
through it, I want to take a break. Do you agree? And I say yes. Why the fuck? You just asked me that problem. You asked me a question. You really... saying this so hoping I say some fight for our love.
Right.
That's what you really asking me, but I'm the type of nigga, hey, you couldn't have said that no faster. Yes.
Right.
Now I'm in the wrong, because I agree with you.
I mean, but that's generally how it goes. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that.
That's what we got to get back down to the bottom line. Who playing the game?
Mm.
You come at me with a question that you already know the answer you want. That's a game.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to expect you to have some type of something. Like,
end of the day, you want the truth or you want a lie? Or you want me to tell you what you want here? You ask me a question, I say, yes, I need a break because I'm sick of your slang. Then I'm wrong?
Yeah. But if I said that same shit to you, would you be able to take
if
it?
If I asked you, hell yeah.
You shouldn't ask a question you don't want to answer to. Right. That's what I was talking. Don't ask a question you don't
want
to answer to.
Because if I ask you a question, do you want to take a break? That means I want to. I ain't even ask you, do you want to take no break and I don't want you to. That ain't even an option.
What if you don't want to take a break?
Well, I'm gonna ask you, dude, do you wanna take a break so you can hurt my feelings if you say yes?
Right.
That ain't even an option to me, so I ain't finna put that out there like that. That's what women do. They'll put some shit out there to see if you. And I, how dare you? Hey, that's a setup. Show me. You don't think so?
Yeah, I mean, no, but I'm just saying, like, just speaking, because I understand both sides, so. How?
You couldn't if you're saying you. If you ask a nigga a question, he answers, you want him to say something else?
I'm saying I'm playing devil's advocate. Oh, you know, no, I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that from a typical female standpoint, they're saying that because they want you to reassure them and say, no, of course not, I don't.
Man, 2023, man, you got E-ho, can't wait to compete for your nigga. Bitch, you better stop playing them games.
Right, right.
Niggas ain't got time to be playing no games.
Facts.
You know, in a beer morning, you look handsome, you look hot, and with everything that you think, you gotta stop playing. People is not playing these days. Niggas is moving on. You sit around asking questions that you already wanted. You better stop.
You didn't look girl shit, man.
Pass the bank.
Oh, that's the truth, though.
Hey.
That's a shoutage. Shout at your niggas, man. You see him playing game with this man, Phyllis. This woman over here ready to be all she can be like the Army. Stop, man.
I was screaming.
Hey, stop.
What's up, man?
What we doing, Scream?
Who's a celebrity crush, bro? Well, somebody in the industry, you.
Monica?
Monica?
Yeah, I been having a crush on Monica.
Let's go, Monica!
Go on, man. Come on, okay?
No, he's saying which your celebrity crush you could be with. You saying you got a crush on Monica, or do you want
to
be with
her? I thought you talking about my manager. Talking about, let's go, Mo.
No.
My mind is gay. She gay, man.
That Monica. You about to sing Monica.
Yeah, she over there, let go, Mo.
No, I'm talking about Mo. I'm talking about my sister.
You just shot him up.
Nah, hell nah.
I'm saying this shot.
This is one of them, like, let you know I've been watching your ass and I was eight.
What's your favorite song about Monica?
The one she made about, see, Mert, when he locked up, she made it, like a little song.
Oh,
about,
yeah. I forget.
Across the Water or some shit. I know what I'm talking about.
The song with that boy in the video. When, what's the name? When they were in the Mexican jail and all that shit.
Remember the video.
Damn, what's the name of that song?
They probably looking on them all. You can't wait to answer that shit. I know that song. I know what he talking about. It wasn't the one, though. Yeah. It wasn't the one. Oh, Lord.
Something, because she sung it at the what's the name at the show, it was Mexico. She couldn't wait to go with him to Mexico.
Yeah, I know the song. I hear it, but it ain't.
Is it for you? No.
Hold on, I'm finna find this shit out because that shit finna bother the fuck out of me.
But is that song?
Yeah, I know exactly. Where's that? Hold on.
So is Monica, is she like Mary J. Blige?
I should know better.
She's our Mary J. Blige, right?
Should've known better.
Yeah. Yes. Monica is definitely our Mary J.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Whole gangster.
Yeah.
Mary came out hard. So I just seen her documentary.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was hard.
Mm. They said they need Elsa's. About what?
When I get big fat. In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What rapper you want to work with that you ain't work with yet?
That nigga, Danny Glover. But he ain't rapping no more. He doing a TV show shit now.
Who the?
Charlie, baby.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know how to do all that shit with his voice, all type shit. That nigga, I want to work with him on some shit, like, just do something different.
Like, to learn from him some different
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Like, just do something different.
Shit, that's
and he'll get a nigga in that pocket.
What's his name? Childish Gambino? My brother needs to holler at you. Hell yeah.
That was the last season. He doing something else though. I think he in the new Star Wars.
Who's your favorite character in the gangster movie growing up?
Harold. From on the men's side, but he ain't played that long.
Yeah,
I just seen how, yeah, but
He got smacked, but he was trying to smack something too, though, before he died.
He was a fool.
Man, he was a player.
Got on out that
he
shit.
Was a player.
He would have got out
that went out. He went out the wrong
fool.
Way.
He was a fool, Bishop. What a fool?
What?
So Harry.
You talking about Harry getting jacked?
Yeah.
That's he told him to get out. He reached that. That's the.
She said. She said like,
get your
she
ass
said
out
like, who went out bad, worse, Bishop or Harold? I would.
Harold went out worse.
No,
he reached.
Bishop out crossed all his partners out.
Yeah,
he did some wig ass shit. Yeah. But ain't crossed all his partners out. He trying to. He told one. He told the cut and got out of the car on some player shit. Like, bro, get out of the car. This shit me.
I'm finna
if I go out, yeah. Like, it really went. He was trying to blame. He trying to...
Hey, I'm finna commit suicide, man.
And before all that shit, he was on some player shit. How he narrated. How he narrated Harry. How he narrated Harry. He was on some. How he told a little short story like, man, Harry, bankroll getting nigga. He, ooh, 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 ooh. He the man on his side. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
And he demeanor gave that in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, home got out of the player, the hat back.
He
might have went out bad. It's going out bad getting killed, bro. It ain't really going out bad, just getting killed.
So if a nigga come in that motherfucker, draw a stick now, we know we through. Ain't nobody can't reach you. What you doing?
You so you say ain't going out bad getting killed.
If you gonna die either way, shit, you might as well.
How I'm saying, like,
I ain't know.
Want what they want. Give me the car. To me, I respect the ups.
It's a jet move.
You got a motherfucker pissed on me, I'ma get it up.
Right.
It's just how it goes.
I can't even say you went out bad too, right?
And goddamn come back and do whatever I wanna do. Yeah. To me.
Yeah.
I can explain, like, nigga, fuck this car.
Okay, I see. Now that you put it like that, I see what you're saying. But I still feel like he died with morals. He died. But he died with morals.
Getting killed.
He didn't crash out. He didn't just crash out.
He ain't asked for this shit. She just rolled up on him.
If you draw your pistol on a nigga and tell him to get up,
yeah.
If he reach, what you gonna say? This nigga dumb as fuck.
Right.
H dog.
Look though. Look. What if he had 100 bricks in the back?
I don't give a damn. It ain't 100, worth dying for though.
100 million in the back.
Who cares?
I'm blessing my 100 million.
Somebody can do the right thing and kill me anyway.
You too scared. You got to finesse niggas. Put my pistol in my pocket. Hey, ho, I'm acting scared. You get caught in, blame your ass.
Yeah. It's many niggas in that van though. Them folks will get
happy. Well, they can have it then. That means you lose.
He still ain't go outside, though. I can't say he went outside, though, man.
I feel like he just went out.
Yeah, he went out.
He went out.
He went out.
He went out.
I can't say he went outside.
He went out, but to me, he went out bad, bro. Because I know if I draw down on you and tell you don't move, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You got to respect, especially if you don't put a pistol on a nigga before, you got to respect how you felt when you put that pistol on a nigga.
You gotta respect don't the
move
robber.
Mean, don't
enough.
Move, man.
True enough, you gotta respect the robber, but at the same time, you still gotta respect the nigga that's like fighting for his shit.
But what did he get? Besides your top, hold up. It's rules of engagement. That's all I'm saying.
Giving a curse.
It ain't no giving a curse. If you'd have gave that car, he could have got some smoke by that.
Yeah.
He could have got every nigga in that van.
But you got it's niggas out there. That are at their breaking point that don't even want the smoke. They want it right now. Whatever's finna happen, it's finna happen right now, and you're not finna take
it. I understand that, and Donald Trump and Willie Watkins can't wait to goddamn have them folks a nice service. Real shit. Once a nigga up it on you, bro, that's just what it is.
It's all material shit. He's saying this is fucking.
And then you're close enough to grab it, bro. You sitting in a car.
Right.
You throw with a stick. Shoot that nigga, Junior. You heard that nigga? That nigga taking too long. Shoot this nigga, Junior.
That's what we yelling at.
Go. Hey, these folks dead serious in California, man. Slid the van, though. Boy, you finna die.
Damn, man.
Yeah, ain't gonna be out there. Don't leave him. This ain't right, okay? That was gonna be. This ain't right. That nigga ain't gone, bro. You stay here with him. You want to?
Yeah, Harry. Harry was a cool nigga.
Nah, he was. 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 He was.
Now, Bishop went out bad, though.
Bishop was a bitch. So y'all think Bishop was a hoe?
I didn't say Bishop was a hoe. I said
Bishop was on some backstabbing ass shit.
Yeah, was a fuck nigga.
Yeah,
he's
a fuck nigga.
Jay, you said he was a hoe because with him.
I did say he was a hoe.
How?
To in that part, I don't think he was an entire hoe.
Nigga was getting picked on too though, bro.
But the nigga said he didn't really want.
That's not going to
hood. No, because niggas don't. He was looking for
they
friends.
They were jumping on
him. I'm finna get my friend to blast you. I'm finna do this myself.
And then when he see the niggas, all of a sudden now you tough.
Hold up. What you mean?
Well, he might be a partner in the world up to get gangster.
Bro, what did I say?
You act like a bitch by yourself. Them folks shaking. They was shaking.
You really want to act like he just didn't say shit. Y'all got it. You really want bitching up. Y'all just got it. I see this shit even on Bucket.
If you crazy, you finna show me the whole entire time that you crazy.
He ain't crazy.
You gotta be too crazy.
Harold's crazy.
Yeah.
Harold's crazy. That's the you see what crazy get you?
Right.
That's who's crazy. He was compliant.
They both ended up in the same result. They both ended up the same result. I'm a doughboy type of. I said that's on social media. I like doughboy.
You Riverside doughboy. The same nigga.
Nah, your bitch was a hoe, but I think still gonna crawl bitch.
Who, big boy? You talking about
big boy?
Yeah. Big boy was South Philly in the old movie.
Nah, he should have shot right. He ain't know he fucked. Nah, we gonna change shit.
He should have shot. He fucked the whole play up, bro. They were cool, bro.
Yeah, they had a little
cool. Damn, man. That was... If they could have held that shit together, them niggas would have been unstoppable.
Ain't that always the case, though?
Yeah. That should be fucked
up. This really just had got tired of being a hoe with his whole ass buddies. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, we just keep running from niggas and shit. For real now.
We gonna run.
They were some cool niggas at first getting chased by Rodham ass dip. The nigga from the goddamn store. No. They was like, the nigga, he just got nuts first.
Bishop invented the crash shot. You know that.
Yeah.
You know the boy
ain't
bad.
Yeah,
he crashed.
Man, he crashed out, bro. He smoked a nigga in the stove for no reason.
Right.
He was just doing a whole bunch of crash out shit.
It made it so hot.
That was a coke bottle fit. He had been his dad retarded.
Yeah.
They had been shaking him up too long. Then he fuck around got that 38 or something. This motherfucker ain't coming out my head.
What?
I already knew soon they had it to him.
You not want to get him over up.
Pop crash out in the butter rim, juice. Well, Poet of Justice, you can't crash out.
Oh, Jason's lyric.
He wanted Jason's lyric. Above the rim, and Juicy crashed out.
Ooh, oh, that was the other nigga. That was the light brown nigga.
So he crashed out in the butter rim too? How?
Birdie crashed out.
Remember he shot at the park? He shot out the park. The park.
Did he die?
Yeah, he died.
Marlon Wayne came and killed him.
Yeah, because he was picking on a little bro.
Oh, that was at the end, though.
That shit called the game.
Yeah, that shit, you know, he had a good run.
But you said the boy Harold, who else?
Y'all don't get dope boy.
I want to say Juvenile from Bottom Black.
Juvenile.
I like that role. He roll hard.
You say dope boy?
Dope boy the one.
What for Boys in the Hood? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Nah.
Ain't no nigga was standing on beating.
Yeah.
Especially the problem, they sprayed him on. Buddy got them, the nigga who shot Buddy in the back. When they came back and got some screens on. Yeah, they standing on that.
So Nino Brown the worst. Nino Brown.
Yeah, he turned into a rat.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, Nino Brown.
Once you turn into a rat,
then it's the worst. It's the bottom.
Like something else that's not honorable, your whole entire legacy goes away.
What about Frank Lucas? For sure.
Like, whatever.
What about Frank Lucas?
But he's telling on the police.
He told on everybody. Yeah.
He told on police. He ain't telling on everybody. Yeah, he told on some niggas. I ain't know.
He told on the suppliers.
He told on his suppliers.
He told on his suppliers.
And the police.
So who Frank Lucas was in real life?
American Frank Gangster, Lucas. Frank Lucas.
He got out of jail.
He was a cold gangster too. Frank Man.
I'm thinking about what's South Carolina, I think. Rick Ross, he at
Freeway Rick.
Yeah. What do you want? He told what that is? That's Snowfall, right?
Yeah. He said that's his story.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He didn't tell us the police.
That's police, I think.
I wanna hear they do that shit in LA. He was in Miami. He's from Miami.
Not a real.
It's based on a true story, but it's loosely fiction.
That nigga ain't from Miami.
No, we're talking about Freeway. Freeway Ricky Ross, not the Rick Ross the rapper.
I thought the real dude was from Miami. I thought he was down there. But now Beatrice and Hot Boy.
Yeah.
Bottom Black is hard. That's probably one of my favorite movies.
Bottom Black, yeah, me too.
And I wanted to be like them niggas. Like, that's P and Cad Money, all them. Wanted to be like them niggas, right?
Yeah.
Especially goddamn with Juvenile Lost and Dad. I remember me being a little boy. Like, when Daddy got killed, I'm looking at the TV, just staring at the TV. My mom used to smack me in the back of my head. Like, get away from TV. I watched this shit like 5 times. And one day, she smacked my head like, man, quit watching that shit, you know? But when his daddy got killed, I was like, damn, my daddy got killed too. In my head, I'm just like, I'm trying to be like you now. I don't want to be like Cam Money or Mass Speed.
How your daddy passing affect your life?
Like I said, that shit ain't hit me till I got in, like, a decent age because when I was young. Just having fun when I was young, so I really went to that thing and shit. But when I got a decent age, like when I was juvenile doing that, like I was thinking about it then, like, nigga, damn, would I be in him over? Would I got shot? Would I, this nigga was still alive? I was just questioning myself then when I got to a certain age. But other than that, like, I be feeling like shit. He wanted them, God age was just to make sure a nigga move right in the streets, so. Other than that, I really ain't too much felt bad about it. Because he died when I was 4 years old, so I really, you know what I'm saying?
So how'd it go into YDC, like, affect your life? Do you think it made you a better person or a worse person? Like, when you went to the
show, yeah. It gave me time to grow up.
Yeah.
Because I was doing my teen years. So by the time I got out, it was like, damn, nigga, shit real when I got out. And then grown up.
Yeah.
One dude saying like, hey, bro, you gotta find somewhere to stay.
Yeah.
You gotta find somewhere to go.
So I understand,
like,
my baby.
Yeah, like, that shit made a nigga grow up type shit. That bullet matured me.
We got that?
Yeah. And that jail shit kind of made me get wise. I don't feel like shit real. When I got out, I was on some bullshit a little bit, but if you knew me from when I was a child, man, I was on some dumb shit. Crack, like some real crack dumb shit, like just trigger habit, just doing shit, just, I don't know, I probably would have been dead, bro, if I went to a juvenile shit.
Yeah.
Shit really helped me.
Because, you know, like, most people say that, like, when they go to prison or when they go to jail or whatever, you know, they learn a lot from the older niggas that are in there. But since you were in juvenile with, like, your peers, it still gave you a chance to learn from a different range of experiences.
I'm going to kind of learn on my own. I'm one of them niggas that learn shit on my own. Like, I know certain shit, like, just certain shit be common sense. Like,
yeah.
I know what to do and what not to do. So I be learning shit on my own type shit. I ain't even gotta have no older nigga and I just know what's going on. Yeah. I don't want them nigga that like figuring this shit out.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song on the album?
I don't really got one. I want to say damn, but I don't want to, because all of them are hard to me. I don't want my favorite song. Damn, for sure. Like one of the ones in my head, like one of the ones. That shit will hurt, G-Herbo. Mm-hmm. That one of the ones.
Yeah, we shot a video. And then that's another thing too that I noticed, like on your albums, your projects, your singles, whatever it is, you kind of like stick to your same crew and your same people when it comes to features and stuff like that. What makes you do that?
It be other motherfuckers I got the opportunity to fuck with, but it's like it be the perfect time of why I'm doing the feature with certain motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, I know everybody wanna know this the answer to the question of why he did it.
Drake did come to me and say, but they don't know me.
Black one of the ones on the phone, like, hey, yeah, nigga, do the feature. But as an artist, I was thinking, like, I would wait till it be that perfect time to goddamn make sense of why I'm doing this shit with him.
Everybody feel like it's time for you to be on the phone.
Yeah, but everybody feel like that. But as me, as an artist, like, shit, I ain't ready. Anytime. Yeah. Even deal with other artists.
Do first.
Yeah. And I shout out to you, not most niggas be, man, niggas don't fuck with it. I ain't one nigga like everybody fuck with a nigga. Yeah, niggas don't reach that. I got something with nigga. I just ain't dealing with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna wait till it get to that time. And I drop that shit. But niggas be fucking with a nigga. Niggas be fucking with me.
Yeah. Is there anything you would have did different along your way? Like anything you would take back?
Jumping the gun when I learned the business, cause when you learn the business, you kind of figure shit out and then you get to jump the gun so much to a point that you asking so much questions and you ask the certain questions at the wrong time. Meaning wise, like just a small label, right? Some small labels don't have the same tools that a major label got. And then when I did find out the business, it was like, damn, why the hell I ain't got this? Or why I ain't doing this? Ooh. I was just jumping the gun. So the point, a motherfucker had to tell me, like, hey, bro, we don't got that. And I'm one of them niggas that jumped the gun and do shit like that. I want to say that. Like, me jumping the gun just by me learning the business, and I was just, it ain't nothing wrong. It wasn't nothing wrong for me. Cause I mean, I learned from it. It ain't nothing wrong for me learning the business. A lot of questions. It wasn't nothing wrong, but it like, I should never been jumping the gun, just asking certain shit. Just, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't wrong. Yeah.
There it is. We appreciate you pulling up, man. Let everybody know they got to go stream that new project.
Yeah, man.
As a curse,
man, that shit just dropped January 13th, Friday. That shit going crazy. Four fuck with me. And I appreciate all the love that I've been getting from that shit. I really appreciate that shit.
Oh,
God, so four fuck with me.
Shouts out.
Bubble get gone now, man. Gone. That shit. They gone. Oh, fuck with that shit.
He in the game. They gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
Just want one little y'all. Arrow.
Appreciate y'all.
On BigFactsWW.BigFactsPod.com.
Salute! For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.